Praise the Lord and good morning to you. Today is Thursday, May 16th, 2013. You're listening to Maximum Radio. Our program today, Global Time with Jesus Christ. Our theme today is Welcoming Our King. We want to welcome our King on this brand new day that God has given to us. So we bless His name and we do thank Him for giving us this opportunity to be with Him in His throne room. And our gathering today on radio is really formed the house. Well, God bless you. Today we have a wonderful prayer agenda where we're welcoming our King, Jesus Christ, into places that He rules over but needs to be welcomed. We want to welcome Him today in the lives of our youth. We want to welcome Him into our schools. We want to welcome Him into the lives of our educators. We want to welcome Him into our families. We want to welcome Him on behalf of women. We want to welcome Him as well into our marriages. And there's two significant places that it would seem odd that we would welcome Him there. However, these are part of our community. We welcome Him into the gangs and the lives of the gang members. We welcome Him into another place that you would think automatically He would be there, but it's not necessarily so. Ministries. We want to pray for the ministries that are present in our communities. So we welcome Him there as well. So today's theme is welcoming our King. We're going to open with our entrance into the throne room, and we want to pray in accordance with His plan, purposes, and will. We're going to address Him today, and we say, Father, hallowed be Your name, Your kingdom come. Give us each day, even on today, our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. We thank You today, Lord, for forgiveness. We thank You for the cleansing and the washing of the blood. We thank You that You're our King. You rule and reign over us. So we bless Your name today. Father, we want to lift up our youth, our young people. We thank You, Lord, for them, their gift to us. And we now petition on their behalf. Today, everywhere, they're arising, preparing, and getting ready to attend school somewhere. Father, we pray that You would just move upon their hearts, upon their spirits today in a mighty way. Touch them, Lord. Touch their lives. Father, help their minds to stay focused on those things that are proper those things that are good, whatever is of good report, that they would think on those things. Bless them, Father, in a mighty way, even now. Encourage their hearts, Father. Give them a heart and mind to be focused on you, focused on their schoolwork, focused on becoming all that you've created them to be. We pray your richest blessing upon them. Father, remove from them every sign of fear, every sign of lack of confidence, every negative self-image, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch them, Lord. Reform their minds and hearts in your own likeness, in your own will. Bless them, Lord. Bless them today. Bless them. Even as they prepare to go to school, to go to work, and to various places. Just bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for the schools, that it would be a place, Lord, of learning as you intended it would be, a place of safety, a place where the students feel safe. Everywhere, Lord, we speak peace to the schools. Bring peace within those walls. Bring order right now in the name of Jesus. Dispatch your ministering angels right now to surround the schools, to be in the classroom, each classroom, so that your peace will be there, so that the students will feel free to concentrate and to focus on those things that are good, those things that are proper. We pray for their teachers, the educators, the administrators. Give them the strength, Lord. Renew them in their minds, in their spirits, and even in their bodies. Remove every sense of discouragement, every sense of fear from them. Renew their confidence. Renew in their hearts and minds their calling, Lord. You call them to teach, to train up our children. And Father, give them what they need today. Refresh them in a mighty way so that they're able to do an excellent job of mentoring, leading, and guiding our children, our students. We pray for safety, that every negative threat, every design that has formed and been formed by the adversary, that it would be defeated, it would be revealed and defeated even now. So we thank you right now for the peace that has come to our school, and we welcome you there in every school on this day. Father, also we pray for families that are in turmoil right now. We pray for them even now, that your peace would come in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Bless each family with renewal, with peace, with order. And Father, whatever challenges that they face, even on this day as they wake up to a brand new day, that they would look up and know that you're God and Lord over the family. Bless them with meeting their needs and all their supply in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord, with the energy that they need to do the work that's required of them today. Bless them with safety, Lord, as they go about the business that they're after today. Give them guidance and wisdom, Lord. But most of all, we send your peace and we welcome your peace. Of course, we welcome you into these families, into our families, right now, throughout this entire community. Let this be a day of renewal, a day of refreshing, a day of reunion, and a day of calling on you, because you promised that if we call, you will hear from heaven, you will answer. So we welcome you into all of our families today, throughout this community, throughout our city, throughout our nation, throughout the world, in the name of Jesus. Father, on today, we come to you also on behalf of women everywhere. Father, it is your will that every creature that you created, it is said in Acts chapter 9 and verse 36, this woman was abounding with deeds of kindness and charity, which she continually did. We thank you for the women. We thank you, Lord, that they're being honored in their unique God-created glory. We come against and stand against every kind of injustice today toward women, and we reckon it ceased even now. Father, we even think of the distortion of the images of women through pornography, that it would be stopped, that they would be protected from sexual violence even now. Somewhere, somehow, a woman is being mistreated, abused, or neglected. Father, we pray that that would be stopped. We pray hope for each one of them, renewal for them, renewal in every way, renewal in the family, renewal in marriage. We think right now of single women. We pray that they would lay hold of God's full purpose in their lives. You would be reigning large, living large in their lives. Father, we also pray for marriages. Father, you ordained that wonderful institution, that beautiful thing. And Father, it's under attack from every direction. The adversary hates it because you love it so much and we appreciate it so much. Now, Father, it's the first institution that you created, and it's the most important institution. From that, everything else springs. It comes even before the church. Now, Father, in agreement, the power of agreement that you've given to us, first, we pray for the institution of marriage itself, where the sinful minds and hearts of men are looking to distort it and redesign it in their own image. But you created it in your own image, one man, one woman. So right now, we rebuke the work and the design of the adversary. We bring to naught every design, every weapon against the institution of marriage. And Father, we lift up those individuals, including ourselves, that are involved in marriages. We pray for the strength of every husband, every wife, and any children right now. We pray that this would be a tremendous day of blessing for them, a day of refreshing in their hearts and minds, even as they participate in loving, giving, and sharing as family. Bless them today in a mighty, mighty way. We thank you, we thank you that we can call on you concerning these matters. So we welcome you into every marriage today. That your divine supernatural power would be made known, excuse me, made known and revealed in an unusual way on this day. So we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise you for a great testimony, a great lifting up, a great renewal, a great refreshing that has come to families and to marriages. In Jesus' name, who is the conquering lion of Judah, who stands in defense of every marriage, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Does anyone of our prayer partners today that are listening, if you have a prayer request, please feel free to make it known. We can hear you. And we want to agree with you in prayer. This is a powerful space of agreement because the Father, through his Son, has promised that he would be in the midst to bless. And we are gathered here today. So thank you for being awake and on time and live on our program. It's called Global Time with the King, Jesus Christ. So we thank you today. We want to, our theme today is welcoming our King. And Jesus Christ has been appointed, according to Psalm 2, that he has been set on the holy hill of Zion. There's no other king above him. And so we are recognizing him now as our king. We're not waiting until sometime in the future or in eternity. We're getting used to that concept even now. We want to do something that might seem unusual. We want to welcome our king into the gangs that make up and are visiting, being visited upon our communities and our cities. Yes, we welcome him into the gangs. We have the authority to make the way for that, and we're doing that today in prayer. We want him to be right in the midst, because those gang members, they need the help of the Lord. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases to be, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. Now I will arise, says the Lord. I will set him in the safety for which he longs. Psalm 12, 1 and 5. They have a deep need, these gang members. They desire some kind of significance and belonging. They have a desire for God to break the spiritual and social powers that hold them. They don't know how to achieve or to request that. So it's up to us caring believers to embrace them in the authentic love of God's family, for sending forth blessing upon them and the neighborhoods that they claim. So we're going to pray right now For them, we're going to invite the King of all the earth, Jesus Christ, into the gangs. Father, we thank you that we can request and be heard and answered. You know each gang member across our city. We speak peace, your peace right now. And your sign is the sign of the cross. Your blood is the blood of the Passover lamb, and you are the Passover lamb. So we bring the sign, we bring the cross into the gangs. We cover and surround the gangs with your precious blood, even today. The blood that was shed while you hung on that cross. So we welcome you into each gang right now. You know the minds, you know the mindset and the hearts. You know the plots and plans of the adversary. Father, we pray right now that you become the center of worship in these gangs, that salvation comes to them. They are changed and transformed from the inside out, even right now. Wake them up on this day with new purpose, a new mind. By your Holy Spirit, breathe upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Change their purpose and intent for your cause, for your honor, and for your glory. That they become not destroyers of life, but spreaders and facilitators of life. They become announcers of life. They become people that speak life. We rebuke every plan and plot of the adversary this day as it relates to gangs. So we invite you into every gang and welcome you into every gang right now. You are already initiated. You shed your blood. You already conquered. You defeated Satan. So we welcome you today, right now, for change and transformation in every gang, bringing hope, a certain hope, in Jesus' name. Give them the hope that they long for. And Father, we rebuke the spirit of fear that comes to them, the spirit of death. We rebuke that spirit right now, and we close the door. We slam the door in the face of those demonic spirits right now. And we open the door to the King of Glory. Hallelujah. So we welcome you today, Lord, into the gangs, into the life of every gang member right now. And even now, you've just dropped on our hearts to petition for the mother and father of every gang member, that their prayers would be answered. Their mothers who wept themselves to sleep on this past night, worrying, concerned, fearful over their children who are caught in the gangs. Now, Father, we speak peace to that mother right now. We speak peace to her heart right now in the name of Jesus. Return to her the confidence and faith in you. Renew her strength right now. Give her the peace that she needs concerning her child, concerning her children. Remove every fear from her that she may have to bury her child Remove it now. Let your peace and confidence flood her soul. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Just want to remind us that if there's a request, a prayer burden on your heart, the throne room is open. Our King is seated, he is set, and he's attentive to our every cry, our every need. It would be a good thing for us to be bold, because we can enter boldly. That's what we're told. It's a promise, and it has worked every time, never failed. We enter his gates with thanksgiving. We do that today. So we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. Now, the last item on our prayer agenda today is prayer for ministries. The ministries that represent the kingdom of God in our communities. Neighbor, many times you and I have lamented over conditions in our communities. However, let it be known that things would be so much worse if it weren't for the presence of the people of God and for God's servants in the community. So we thank God for that. And so we want to lift up the ministries everywhere that represent the kingdom of God, that belong in the kingdom of God. And when we do that, we want to think of the leaders of those ministries, the pastors of churches. Every month, 1,700 pastors are quitting their ministries. That's across this country, every single month. The Barna organization, who is a Christian research organization, has declared that many times. So the enemy is raging against churches and ministries because of the work that's being done, because of the hindering effect and victorious existence of these churches in the midst of great challenge and turmoil. So, Father, we come to you today on behalf of every ministry that you have ordained in our communities, in our city, in our country. Even now, we ask that you would renew each leader, each pastor, refresh them, Lord. Remove discouragement and replace it with boldness. Even now, energy for the body, and surround each ministry with your ministering angels. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we wind down, I do want to share with you quickly that each day from now on, we'll be engaging, taking up one of the names of God, because we can get to know him more intimately as we meditate on his name. And the first name that we want to meditate on, and you can do that throughout this day, it's the name El Shaddai. El Shaddai means that he is the all-sufficient one. He is the Lord Almighty. That is Almighty, not somebody, Almighty. And that's found in about five places in the scriptures, and they're all in Genesis. And there's Genesis 17 in verse 1 and Genesis 28 in verse 3. Those are two of them right there. But El Shaddai, think on that today, meaning all-sufficient one, Lord Almighty. So we thank you for joining us today. May God bless you richly. As we go through this day, keep your eyes looking upward. Keep your thoughts focused on Him. In everything, give thanks. God bless you richly.